Thank you and good morning. California voters will have the chance in November to improve California's fiscal stability after the legislature unanimously approved a new rainy day fund proposal. Aimed at ensuring the state remains fiscally strong during boom and bust years, the rainy day fund proposal includes a measure to double the size of the general fund reserve from 5% to 10%, create a dedicated funding source to pay off debt for the next 15 years, and maintain Prop 98 reserves, among others. The proposal now goes before voters because it will replace the current Prop 58 constitutional reserve that is currently the law of the land. College of the Redwoods will hand out more than 500 associate degrees or certifications at ceremonies in the Del Norte and Mendocino campuses today and at the main Eureka campus tomorrow morning. Saturday's graduation ceremony begins at 11 o'clock and will be broadcast on Sierra's website and on cable channel 8 and will be held in the gym. The commencement address will be delivered by Arcata native Nick Nova, who spent 5 semesters at Redwoods before transferring to Sacramento State in the spring and completing his first semester in criminal justice. Humboldt State University has spent the last academic year recognizing the school's 100-year anniversary, and on Saturday, more than 2,200 graduates, the new century class, will receive their diplomas. The ceremonies will recognize the university's entrance into its second century, and a special and collectible stamp has been issued by the post office to mark the occasion. President Roland Richman, who retires at the end of the academic year, will deliver the keynote address, and two students, Holly Leopoldi and Cherish Courtney Lynn Robinson, will be honored for their academic excellence. The first ceremony begins at 8:30, followed by the second ceremony at noon, and the third at 3:30. A hash lab has been busted. Dave Silverbrand has more.
The Humboldt County Drug Task Force has found a hash lab on Eureka's Harris Street and arrested one man. Using a search warrant, officers found a butane marijuana honey oil extraction lab and arrested 36-year-old Timothy Gantner. They also detained three other men present in the house, but later released them because they determined they were not involved in the crime. Police also found psilocybin mushrooms, dried marijuana, and concentrated cannabis, and they seized $5,600 in cash. Police also found that Gantner had two warrants for drug-related crimes in Minnesota. Dave Silverbrand, KINS News.
Residents of McKinleyville should be prepared for some major construction work that begins on Monday. Pacific Gas and Electric will be moving overhead utilities underground along School Road from Central Avenue to Highway 101. Several streets will be affected along the route, and the movement of utilities underground is part of the road widening project on School Road. Traffic control will be in place, including lane closures and detours, but all affected roadways will remain open to the public. The work begins on Monday and is expected to be completed in December. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The June primary is under a month away, and as we head toward Election Day, we will focus on the candidates running for the district attorney's office and for two supervisor seats. Today, we hear from DA candidate Arnie Klein, who answered a series of questions during a sit-down interview on the key issues regarding the DA's office race. Klein was asked what he would do to restore public confidence in the DA's office and why it's such an important issue.
How do I bring back public confidence if Ford Motor designed a car where the wheels fell off and it would run out of gas every 10 miles, the public would have no confidence in that vehicle. So what you have to do is build a better product. In my environment, the criminal arena, where I've spent 40 years, 20 on each side, I have come to realize that the most important product we have as a prosecutorial agency is public safety.
Klein pointed out that crime affects everyone in the community and that the prosecution of criminals is key to the quality of life.
Public safety will affect everybody in the community, from victims, witness, employers, jurors, clerks, bailiffs, and judges. It's a really high-cost thing, and public safety is the most important thing. And once you see a functioning DA's office, that will bring back confidence in the DA's office of Humboldt County.
Klein is running against three other candidates for the DA's position, and you can hear his entire interview by visiting our website, KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.